Flapping Your Gums with Vinny and Hesse. Yeah.
All right, all right. What's up, y'all? We are back. Flapping Your Gums. This is Hesse. This is
Vinny. What's up,
Bernie? So, welcome back, dude. Here we are. I've been missing you.
I've been missing you. I think our listeners are probably like, oh, good. We didn't have to listen to him for 2 weeks. We didn't have to support him for 2 weeks. We got a break.
Yeah, you think that, but it's not true.
Oh, okay.
I've had some comments of people
where
going, like,
been?
Hey, what happened? We didn't hear. I was waiting, and I thought, man, I didn't. Something was wrong. So they thought that actually they like messed up, like that something was. They missed something, so they went back in to check to see. Like,
oh, good.
Like if they didn't get that, because you know how usually it'll kick up and tell you like the update.
Yeah.
Or like,
hey, new episode out. New episode. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they thought that they missed us.
Yeah.
So I've had a couple people be like, hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Dude, I'm telling you, dude.
Hey, have you ever seen a horse's balls? I was like, what?
Me? Still? Random. No. No. Yeah, still no.
No, dude, you've been looking though, huh?
Kind of.
Yeah, you've been looking.
Yeah.
It's not weird when it's a horse.
It's educational. That's it. Yeah, we're doing this for learning purposes, not because I want to see what freaking horses' balls look like.
Well, I mean, learning purposes, but you still do want to look to see what it looks like because. let's try that. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't remember what I was. There was some show I'm watching or something. I was like, what if that horse got balls?
There's going to be a lot of people watching Yellowstone. They're going to be like,
oh, dude. For sure. It was. The Huntsman, or whatever it is, Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The first one when she bails out the. No, I take that back. It was Beauty and the Beast, the live action one.
Okay,
I think that's what they call it, live action.
That sounds
the one
right.
With the girl off of Harry Potter.
Yeah,
Emma Watson.
Yes,
because Alexa's like, oh, I like Emma Watson. So, anyways, we were watching it because Tasha's been out of town, and she bails out the window and jumps on that horse.
Okay.
And I was looking.
It's been a long time. I don't remember that.
Yeah. So I looked to see. Yeah. I couldn't see any balls. Could have been a female. I don't know.
Well,
same thing.
I mean,
but
don't you think it did happen? What?
On the Snow White and the Huntsman. She gets on that horse. Snow White does to ride out.
Okay.
She's trying to escape him.
Yeah.
And she goes ripping out it like through the little town or whatever of the castle. And that one didn't have balls either. But
well, do you think they're not going to put...
I think that one was a male.
But do you think they're not going to put horses in movies with balls because they're going to have like a higher testosterone? They may not be as easy to control? Like, do you think it's kind of like...
I mean, you make a valid point for sure. I think that's for sure. But then it's like the first set of them that I did see was on The Witcher, and this horse was doing... It was a unicorn. And he was doing cool stuff and like she was like following him like a dog and stuff. So, I mean, they're trainable. Just,
okay.
I guess don't get him around no mares because then it's just go time. Because if you've ever seen those videos, dude, they bring them in and they're just fired up and ready to go. Like,
oh, gosh.
They lead them in and just let it go because it's about to happen.
Okay.
It's go time. So. Whatever.
Yeah,
man.
I didn't think they would use any stud horses for movies and stuff, though. I mean, I guess they trained it.
Stallions
trained
or whatever. Stallion.
I don't know. But yeah,
don't know.
I'm still
who
watching
knows?
When
you
I drive. I see horses.
Yeah. Yeah. I like in the wild, you can't really see them close enough. Either way, but that's what the dude, it was funny. He's like, seen any cow balls or horse balls? And I was like, oh my gosh, what? And then I'm thinking, dude, we started laughing. It was good though.
Yeah, I did have a buddy.
Okay.
Weeks? No, weeks went okay. We went down to Mesquite last weekend. I was unable to hook up with you to record on that. Lost a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money to me, I guess, but there was a bunch of crazy guys down there. We were at the craps table and this dude was dropping $100 chips. I mean, he probably put $1,000 down every time. And, you know, he was, I like craps, but I'm a $5 better, you know, I mean, I spread it out. So there's probably, I probably got, maybe almost $50 on the table, but I'm doing the pass line. I'm doing the field. I'm doing the hard ways, you know, and that kind of stuff. And this guy's, he has $100 on one of the hard ways and it's like, boom, $900, boom, you know, like he's going. But when they roll that seven, it's hard to watch 10, $100 chips just get swiped away. Like it's like, oh, dude,
you're winning big or you're losing big.
It's 100% true. I mean, but I mean, like you said, you know, we've always said it, you got to bet big to win big, but he got to the point where he was like, all right. And he cleaned all of his stuff up. He says, I'm going to go over to roulette, win a couple grand and I'll be back. And everybody was just kind of laughing at him. And the guy, you know, the pit boss running the craps table was like, he won $2,900 over there last night. So he'll be back. So it was pretty interesting on that. And you could hear him hooting and hollering. And he was doing pretty good over there at the roulette table. But yeah, it was fun. You know, Parker wanted to go out. He's just 21 this year. And I guess in December.
Did you go out like you were 21?
No, I did not. It was
you didn't make it.
No,
you didn't make it that late.
No, well,
did he
did pretty good. Like they got there on Saturday. We went Friday, and I went to bed at 4 a.m. Saturday morning. So I mean, it was
What time did you get there?
11. We got there at 11. We went out to work.
You did a 5-hour bender, though.
We did. I mean, it was
what are they saying? What's the saying? You can't leave. Don't leave on a heater.
Don't leave on a heater. Yeah, man. No. I left. There was never really heaters. It was just kind of steady, I guess. But I always walked away with nothing. So it was all right. And then Saturday, he wanted to play some 21. What was that?
They give you, you get some free cocktails out of it?
Yeah, got some free cocktails out of it.
Because they give out free stuff. So like for the... I guess for our overseas listeners or ones that don't gamble, if you go to a casino, for the most part, if you go to a casino and you're gambling, you're sitting at a table or a machine, the cocktail waitress comes by and will ask cocktails and then you can get a drink and it doesn't cost you, but maybe like a tip. So she'll come back quicker. But it doesn't cost you anything because you're gambling.
Right. You throw a dollar on there, you know, they bring you a drink. Most drinks at the bar were $4. So you can get a cocktail. I think a beer was the same. It was all basically straight across the board. It was $4 if you went to the bar. If your cocktail waitress comes around, she takes all the orders at the table and she comes back. Everybody just kind of drops a dollar on the thing, you know, whatever. But yeah, you got to be gambling if you're standing behind there. So Saturday, Parker really wanted to do 21 and they only had like $2 $5 tables. And, you know, back when I started 21, they used to have $2 tables. Now the lowest you can go is $5. So you have to stand.
I've never seen a $2 table.
Well, I did. That was 25 years ago.
How old Vinny is.
That's how old I am. $2 table. But yeah, so Parker got on the table, somebody left and he got in there and the waitress did come around and I asked him, cause I was standing behind him. So I can't order anything really because I'm not gambling. So if you're standing there watching, they won't just give you a free drink. So I asked him, I says, do you want a drink? And he's like, no, I'm okay. I'm like, you want a Red Bull? He doesn't drink alcohol or anything. So I'm like, you want a Red Bull? You want to get a soda? And he's like, no, I'm okay. So he goes through, you know, some money on him and then he gets done and then he gets up and I sit down, and I gamble a little bit. And I doubled everything I had, started with, and I should have just walked away. But, you know, like you said, you don't leave on a heater. So if I'm going up, it's like, go up.
Right.
And then first thing I did was I counted, and I made a stack of what I started with, and I had a stack of what I'd won. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to use the stack that I won with. And then it starts going down and down and down. As soon as I counted, somebody told me this week, they're like, you never count your money, because as soon as you count it and figure that out, that's when you start losing. And that's exactly what happened. So then we get back to the room and Saturday night, we were done probably midnight. And he was like, so do they just charge those drinks to your room? I'm like, no, You know, because we got him a player's card. So he had a player's card. So he's putting his money down in the player card so they can kind of keep track. Now. Oh, yeah. Big time roller. $80, you know. Woo. And so we get back up there to the rooms and he's like, so do they just charge those drinks to your room and stuff? I'm like, no. And I told him they were free. I was like, you want a Red Bull soda? He's like, no, I'm okay. I'm like, they're free? And he's like, no, it's okay. And then he's like, so they charge those? He didn't hear me say, are they free? And I'm like, no, dude, as long as you're betting, whether you're sitting at a slot machine or a table and they say cocktails.
Who paid for their room? They buy their own room?
They did, yeah.
Oh, because I was thinking maybe because if you guys got him the room and you're probably thinking, you said, hey, they're free. He's probably thinking, oh, man, they're going to charge him the room and you guys are going to pay for it.
But
if he had his own room.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was just concerned.
He could have been ordering you some booze.
He could have.
Then get me a beer.
Right. Well, first of all, he goes, after he found out, he goes, oh, man, I would have ordered a Red Bull. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I told you. You live and you learn. I mean, you got to learn sometime, right? So,
hey, he's so fresh starting. It's 21.
He left the 21 table $5 down. So he did. He got out. He was smart. I left the table $60 broker.
What do you think? Why? Not that it has really anything to do with it. It's like, you know how like when you watch a football game and you're like, man, when I'm watching my team lose, when I don't watch, they win, which
it's a superstition. I mean, I get it.
So it's the same thing with counting your chips.
Right.
Or do you think it's like subconsciously you bet differently?
I think if you're doing better, you get a little more ballsy. I do anyway. It's like, oh, okay, I won the last 2-3 hands. So instead of just a $10 bet or instead of I think they were, it might've been $10 tables by that time, but it's like, instead of just putting down the minimum, I'm like, all right, I'm going to double it, you know, cause I've been winning, you know, I've won. So now I'm going to double it and then you lose it and you're like, oh man. So then you put down the minimum, you win. You're like, oh, I'm going to go again. So you put down, you know, like a $25 bet instead of a $10 bet and then you lose it. And it's like, come on.
Well, that's
so then
you're right. I'm saying you would bet if you're winning, you're going to bet more. But I'm saying when you count your chips, is it then you start betting frugally because you're getting close to the, you know what I mean? So does your bet get different? So that's what I'm saying. This is how I
picture it. I understand. Because
you're like, okay, I have this stack of 100 and I'm using this stack over here of 80 because I've won
house
80
money.
Bucks.
House money. Right.
The house money. Right. So with having house money, are you betting differently?
At first, it's just like you said. You got a lot of house money. You start betting big, and then you start getting
so do you
like
think
down.
That's
to,
better or worse?
I don't know. Oh. I mean, I don't. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like he didn't ever do, like Parker never did that. Like he just kept minimum the whole time, gradually just winning. He'd lose a couple, but he was always kind of just playing that level middle field, I guess. He never got up. He never got all the way down. Like it was pretty good. But yeah, for me, I'm like, oh, I've double plus, you know, I started with 60. I got 90 house money. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's drop three on
it. I think it also
has
to do with when you start to break it down. How many, like, you know, it'll tell you how many decks. Did you look at that? Like how many deck table it was?
No, I didn't. I didn't look to see how many decks
it was. You know,
they
have like a single deck, triple deck.
Yeah.
Five
decks. Yeah, I'm not sure what this was on decks.
So what they do is when you have a bigger, I feel like when there's a bigger decks, like three deck, eventually if you're hitting at the beginning, I feel like you want to then hit big for a while, you know, bet big or whatever, go for it. And then it's eventually you're going to run out of cards. Right. So when you start to run out of cards, as you think of a three deck, because what was there, 52 cards in a deck? So 156 cards. After you've played so many hands, that now that first half of them cards, if there was a bunch of kings and aces and, you know, a bunch of ace cards, then, you know, that's what I was saying. It's crazy how that works, how you think about it after the case of like, man, we should have just left the table because we've been there for an hour and you know they're getting towards the end of the day. Single day. Oh man, I think we lost you, bro. Well, gambling. Vinny's losing money. I'm not a gambler. So for the listeners, if you are, awesome. If you aren't, like my wife, she likes to gamble. I, on the other hand, will just follow around and hold her purse or something. Hold her money and stash it. I think that's probably the best thing I should do. But I don't like to sit and gamble or go on gambling. But there's certain people that do and ones that don't. But yeah, so we were off for a couple weeks because Vinny was off gambling anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous. I was just telling him that I'm not much of a gambler, and Tasha goes around gambling, and I just go around holding her purse, I guess, stashing money or something. But
I have the problem of the next one's going to win. The next one's going to win.
Well, I think that's 100%. The mentality of most. It's the same as hunting. It's like, if I go up over this stand, I'm going to get one.
Yeah.
I'll go the next stand. I'll get this one. So I think it's the same thing, especially if you're down. If you're winning, I feel like you just kind of keep going. If you're losing, you're like, I got to play one more hand. But I think that's the gambler's addiction. That's where you got to go to Gambler's Anonymous.
I feel like I do better when I don't think about it. Like if I'm having fun and you're just like, yeah, not trying to calculate in your head, not trying to pay attention and, you know, that kind of, like, if you're having fun, like, I seem like I was doing better. Like, if I was kind of carrying on a conversation and, like, the table was talking and everybody was kind of having fun or whatever. But then when you stop and everybody's, like, kind of quiet and you're like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, and you're counting, it gets bad. Yeah, my echo's on.
Do they have the game Pai Gow? I think it's called Pai Gow.
No.
Oh, dude. I don't even know if it's still exists. I remember, I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. And I didn't think about it to look. I'm pretty sure it's called Pai Gow. It's like, it's a card game.
Okay.
And it's like, but the problem I always remembered when I used to, I remember sitting down with where there was like a group of us that went up for like, I don't know if it was a Christmas party or what it was in Reno. Okay. And we sat at a guy with me. He's like, bro, let's go play some Pai Gow. I don't even know what that is. Like, cause I'm not a gambler to begin with.
Are you saying
like,
Pai Gow?
Pai Gow, yeah, P-O-W-G-O something or something.
Okay. Pai Gow.
So I'm sitting there, and he's like, let's go play Pai Gow. And I was like, what? So he's like, let me show you, dude. This is back when I was drinking. And let me see if I can also see Pai Gow.
A lot of guys were playing that three-card poker? They had 3-card poker, 21. And that was about it that I saw. I mean, Mesquite's not very big. It's got a lot of, you know, they got some tables at the Casablanca. They might have a few more, but Virgin River just has 21, 3-card poker, roulette, and craps.
Yeah, Pai Gow.
Okay.
P-A-I-G-O-W. Okay. Pai Gow poker. It's played instead, so it says played with cards instead of dominoes. I'm not going to sit here and try to read through the double hand poker version of Pai Gow that's played with playing cards instead of traditional Pai Gow's Chinese dominoes. So that's what it is. So it's cards, but anyways, what ended up happening, I guess, is like he was saying, he's like, dude, you push a ton. And so you're sitting there and you're playing this game, and it's right on the outer. So he liked to drink and then gamble. So it sits right on the outer edge of the, you know how you have that, like, basically ring around the tables and the roulette and all that stuff, the little track.
Yeah.
So it's like sets on the edge, kind of like your 21, you know, you sit on that outer edge.
Okay.
You don't kind of walk in. You know, if you kind of walk in, you're kind of inside the little thing, I think, when you're doing like roulette and stuff like that, or the craps table. You know, yeah. The craps table is like one row in. This one sits right on the edge. Okay. And it's like you just sit there, $20, and you're like $5 on in the card, and they're like, oh, it's a push. $5, you know, keep that $5. And it's like you want to go up, you can go up. Oh, you won $2. Oh, you won whatever. So now you're up, you know, $12, and then you're up $10, and it's like, oh, push, push, push. And it's like you're like three hands into it. The cocktail waitress has already been by. She's on her way back by again, and you haven't spent a dime.
Nice.
But you're still just playing with that same money.
Right.
So the money you make, say you're up $20, you take your $20 back and put it in your pocket that you started with.
Right.
And then you keep playing with that new 20, and all of a sudden you've been there for 40 minutes. And you've made maybe $7.
Drinks.
Maybe lost $3. Yeah.
Right.
And then it's like, so you don't win big until you start to get like, okay, now I'm up. So now you can put that $60 in, but it'll be like push, push. And you're like, yo, man, I got $60 riding. The only problem is like, it's just like, then it hits like blackjack. You whittle in, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, no push. You had like right. three pushes, then the hand won, and you're like, right. lost your $60. But if you just sit there and just teeter it on that verge, like if you're just wanting to do some drinking and you're not a huge gambler, you're like, oh, I'm not going to win. Like, like for me, it was like, oh, I'll go and sit with you. I'll put $20 on there. And then soon we're like four cocktails into it. And I'm like, I've already made my money. You know?
Right. Even if you lose $20, you still made, that's how much it would have cost you over at the bar.
Four or five drinks. Yeah. So it was cool. But yeah, that it's called Pie Gal. So yeah, you have to check it out. See if it's there that time. All right. Well, good. We're back though. So Vinny's no more gambling for Vinny. So we'll be able to shoot a podcast at least, maybe. For now,
we dude, got a couple weeks. This internet thing has been driving me crazy.
Well, I've
been talking to him for 2 months.
So hopefully it continues. Let's pray about that, and hopefully everyone that we can stay consistent, because it went out already once, and I tried to just like fill it in. It's just not the same because I'm like, bro. But we'll get through this one. So. Vinny's working on internet still. I think we've talked about it on podcasts before, so people know, like, yeah, it really is that slow, and it really is that slow to get him more internet in Sevier County, apparently.
They came Friday, and they ran the fiber optic because they said they were going to have to dig. So they were supposed to come Friday and hook it up. Then they decided, oh, no, we can't do that. We have to dig. I was having some issues. I called them again, and I'm like, look, I've got to get better upload speed. So they sent out a technician on Friday. They looked at it. They said, there's a problem on our end somewhere. So like it leaves here. It leaves my house, and it goes somewhere and bottlenecks up, and it's shit after that. So these guys.
How's the problem on your end?
It's not on my end. It's in the middle and theirs. Okay. So like it leaves, and then it just like they can't, like you said the other day, they can't handle it. Well, somewhere where it's leaving here, it's like. Yeah. Just diminishing as it gets to wherever it's got to go. So these two technicians showed up Friday and they were going to look at it. They hooked up some stuff and they're like, yeah, something's wrong with your upload. It shouldn't be like that. Regardless of what you're paying for, you're not even getting the upload, what you're paying for. You're getting the download of what we're paying for, but we're not getting the upload. So Emily heard them climbing around on the house and they went over to two different poles. They ran wire. I've got a bundle of wire wrapped around the wall. They didn't have time. Because it was just a service call. It wasn't an actual hookup call.
Yeah.
So they hooked up a whole bunch of wire. I got a big roll of wire on the side of the house. Keep your fingers crossed, people. It's supposed to come on Thursday. So
they'll dig to that point and then
they didn't have to dig. These guys hooked it up. They hooked it up on the pole.
Aerial.
They went aerial.
So it's fiber hanging there.
There's fiber hanging there.
Sure. Yeah.
Just sitting on the outside of my house staring at me. It's a thin wire and it's got two. Mm-hmm. You can see there's two wires
fiber.
Inside of it.
The two fibers.
Yeah. Just staring at me in the face.
Gosh, let's hope so, because this is your internet booty.
It's still booty right now.
I know. Well, that's because they haven't changed it out yet. So we have, the Open, CrossFit Open is here and hammering away. We're week two into it. They just announced that on Thursday. The first week, 24.1 was terrible. I didn't like that one. Definitely not made for large humans.
No, it was not.
Burpees, to do a buttload of burpees. Now the snatch, the 50-pound one-arm dumbbell snatch, that wasn't bad. The burpees, terrible. By far, the first one was worse than this one. And this one was 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
And the first one only took me like 12 minutes. So this one.
You were sub 12. You did it sub 12.
Well, I did it sub 12, but it was close. So I did it sub 12 on the first one. And it was miserable. Now this one, not so bad. You said you didn't do it?
I did not do this one, no.
You didn't do this one.
I didn't get my fat lazy butt out of bed.
Are you going to do it Monday?
No.
Oh, not at all. Just no. Not even going to do. You already did the first one. You might as well do this one. Better. This one was better than the first one.
No, I'm fine.
All right. Well, you don't go to the gym on Monday, huh?
Nope.
So you just took off a hiatus, 4-dayer, huh? Recovery.
I mean, we did our bodybuilding at 6 a.m. on Friday. I just didn't go in at 5 to do the workout.
Gotcha.
And I don't know, dude. I just, like, we were talking about it this week.
At your gym. You haven't
we don't have the hype. There's no hype. There's no hype. There's no, I mean, even our 5 o'clock class, they're like, look, we'll do it, but we don't want to judge. Like, yeah. I don't want to sit here for 20 minutes and judge somebody and tell them, oh, you didn't go all the way down, or you didn't, you know, that you only got 49 double unders. They're like, we just want to do the workout. And I'm like, you know, you can do whatever you want.
So
as long as you're showing up.
They just don't, because they don't like people counting their rep.
I just think they want to come do their workouts like normal.
You don't think it's sometimes that they're like doing, they got to do 50 double unders, and they trip up and they stop at 46?
It's possible.
They're like, I don't want nobody counting my reps, because then I got to do them all.
Right. It's possible.
We have some of those.
Everybody has some of those.
Little rep shavers.
But I think
it was good. I think we had 18 people did it this morning.
This morning.
But we had a group of do them last night. We had 1, 2, 4. 7, 8 of us do it yesterday. That was yesterday in the evening.
Right.
From 3 o'clock on, there was like 8 people that did it then.
Okay.
There's like 17 or 18 today. We had 4 heats, and then we combined them to 3 heats because we had enough rowers and we could set them up on the floor that way. But they also, the ones that don't come on Saturday did it Friday morning. The guys that do the 5 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Right.
They also did it, but I don't know how many there was that did it there.
Okay, so between your Friday night and your Saturday, you guys are 25 people already.
Probably something like that, yeah.
8 plus 17 is 25.
Yeah.
So, you're 25 people.
Yeah, plus, I mean, I'm sure there was like, there's probably 35 people that did it.
That's cool.
Give or take.
We probably have 15 people total all day at our gym.
Yeah.
Between the 5 a.m., the 9 a.m., the 6 p.m. class. You add those all together, we have 15 people that come to our gym.
Oh, yeah. There was 4 people doing it at the 4:30 class that were just doing the, because they weren't going to make it on Saturday.
Right.
While the other, like, 9 people did the class workout.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It was cool. It's been good. So this one was a good one. I didn't mind. It was the rowing, deadlift, double unders. It's definitely a double under thing. If you're not efficient at double unders, then like break it up and do it that way, because it seemed to be getting a lot of people, frustrated. They needed to stay.
Well, I think you also get gassed. I think a lot of people, like, I know when I used to do my double unders, I still kind of do it. I try a lot of times to, I have to tell myself, just relax. Like, don't be so tense. You know, I used to be so tense. I don't dolphin kick as much as I used to. I really try to not do that.
You seem like very violently double undering.
they were. They, but yeah, but I mean, when you're dolphin kicking, I mean, you know, you're also, I mean, it flexes.
It's like doing a hollow rock, dude.
It was 100%. That's what I was just going to say. Like, everything in my body was so tense. But once I started kind of being able to relax those wrists a little bit and kind of get that, it's helped a lot. I can get a little farther. But I mean, just like you said, you know, we talked about it, those deadlifts, those, they scare me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much it weighs, because as soon as I just don't lift it correctly, you know, even at work, I mean, I don't lift anything over 150 pounds at work because we can't lift anything. You know, nobody ships anything that heavy, and you can't ship anything that heavy through UPS. But it's like anytime that I just bend wrong, don't use my legs, it's an instant shock to my back, and it's like I'm done. So every time I see a deadlift, it's just like, it completely throws me into it, mind screws me. You know what I mean?
Your
like
panic
it's
mode, huh?
It is. It's like I just don't want to do it because I gotta go to work, I gotta, you know, do stuff on the weekend with the family, and it's like I just screw it. But like you and I were talking, and I'm pretty sure you want to bring this up.
We're going into it right now because it's a perfect transition. I was just looking at it. This is a perfect transition into what our theories are, and we can get some help out from the listeners too.
Our theories.
Because I
agree with you. It's not just your theory. I agree with you.
That's why I said ours. That's
I our know.
Because it's not, I don't know what it's like. But so Vinny does. So I'm just going on what that is. So
we're going to need a lot of ladies' input on this.
Vinny's baby bump. Yeah.
Baby bump.
What do you want to call it? Your stomach? Food blister?
My maternity belly? You don't even have to call it a baby bump. Belly. It's not a bump.
It looks like there's a baby in there. Baby bump.
I need to get workout shirts that are maternity workout shirts.
He needs those Spanx.
No, we don't need anything stretchy over the Spanx.
Dude, I think it's supposed to suck it in.
No, God.
I think Spanx pull everything into place. Don't like women wear Spanx.
I thought Spanx were the bottom shorts. I thought those are Spanx. Spanx are what you wear for shorts.
No. I think they call them Spanx. They're like compression stuff for women.
Oh, okay. I thought Spanx were the shorts. Sure. That they're the same thing. They were just tight compression shorts or Spanx.
Well, why just shorts?
It's a girdle.
They don't know. I think they're like you can get them like up the mid.
Get a high rise freaking. Like,
yeah, they. I think they're called Spanx, bro. Because if you just had like Spanx shorts, what's that? Just keeping your vagina from flopping out?
I'm pretty sure it tightens up your butt. It looks like good
on
your legs.
Well, then what's to do on the top? If you're tightening up your butt, you got a muffin top?
I don't
top?
Know what that is. I have no idea.
I think
I don't know what it does with the muffin top.
No, what if you got a Spanx on it to suck that bad boy in? Well, look it
I
up
need
on
some.
Your phone. See what Spanx are.
Spanx? You know, I mean, look what Spanx are.
I don't know
are.
How to spell it. Spanx? Like, probably like
it's Spanx. That's how you spell it. Spanx. S-P-A-N-K.
Yeah, so Vinny has, he carries his weight in his belly, I guess you could say. And so we believe, I do, and I think he's kind of on board with me on that too, is that it's causing him back problems, causing him to have these back issues, right?
Well, I mean, we're kind of leaning that way.
Yeah, leaning forward. And so,
oh, it's Spanx. Wow. Okay. Shapewear. Here we go.
Shapewear. Yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah, they go up a little bit higher. You're right.
Up around that belly button.
They go up.
I think it's
yeah,
keep
some
that
of them.
Belly, them love handles in.
Some muffin of them go all the way up to the ribs, dude.
Oh, boy. So, what do you think? Is it for dudes, is it their love handles, and for chicks, their muffin tops, or is it vice versa?
No, that sounds right. We're called love handles. Let's do Spanx for men.
Oh boy.
Spanx for men's stomach. My. Here we go. Love you girdle. Oh thing. Dang.
I love you girdle. Is it a girdle? Spanx girdle.
It says Spanx for men's stomach. Toppler men tummy control is what this one is. Amazon $17.99.
Okay.
It rides all the way up just under your pecs, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty high.
You got a birthday coming up. Is that what we're
They also
for?
Have birthday? They also have a shirt that's called a body 3-pack body shaper. Oh, it comes in three different colors. It looks so like it has like bumps on it already. It'll look like I have a 6-pack. So it's like wearing a costume underneath your shirt.
Oh my, dude, except it's sticking out like a turtle shell. out the front. You're like, bro, you got abs, that's a power belly. That's when you tell them it's a power belly.
But yeah, no, the Spanx for men go clear up to your pecs, yes.
Right up underneath it. Okay. Well,
I don't think this is soft enough to be squished in. I really don't think I can.
I don't know, bro. You imagine, I don't think you could do, I don't know that it'd be healthy to wear for very long. Like, you wouldn't want to wear it during the day. Like, it just mashing your guts the whole time.
Well, it's just spandex. I mean, I don't think it's not like you're cinching on a belt or anything. Like, a girdle has a tie in the back so you can pull it tight. This would just conform to you. And if you were soft, yeah, it'd push it. But this, I don't think this is
soft.
No, this is not. This is not a soft belly at all.
Sounds like a melon.
Yeah, it's a keg. I got a kegger.
Sounds like, you know, when you're sounding what those things.
When you get
on the other one, cantaloupe.
Yeah, dude, when you're thumping on the cantaloupe,
yeah,
sounds hollow. Yeah,
for the lady listeners, so the ones that've been pregnant, like, I feel like they had most pregnant women probably at some point had back problems.
Well, they've had
probably with them, but
not
during,
back problem. Yeah, they probably had.
They were probably issues. Right. Their back probably wasn't feeling too swell.
Right. If it was your lower back that was uncomfortable, then that's exactly what I have.
Then let us know. Because if that's the case, then Vinny's been 9 months pregnant for the last few years.
I say it's eight. It's not quite eight. I mean, it's right there.
It's less than a decade. Calm down.
I mean, Under Armour needs to start making maternity shirts for men.
It's all camo. So it's super tight and it's camo, so it hides it. You might have just came up with something, dude.
No.
But yeah, so that's what we were talking about. So if you guys could help us out and see, because I mean, there's probably, of course, there's some sort of truth behind it. Because, you know, like,
you're carrying all the weight in the front. 100%.
Heavier people get in there like, oh, my knees hurt. Like, I know people that I'm that way, like we were talking about.
Yeah.
Even when I get 6, 7, 8 pounds heavier than I normally stay.
Yeah.
Continue to do the things I'm still doing, I do feel achy, like my knees start to hurt a little bit more and stuff like that, because it's like 7 pounds is, you don't think it's much, except for I would like you to take the 7-pound weight and hold it out in your arm, hold it straight out in front of you and see how long you could hold it up without it dropping. It's only 7 pounds. You're like,
mine
would
be 20.
7 pounds. Right, so that's the thing I'm saying.
That's 20 pounds. I know.
So imagine grabbing a 20-pound weight, holding it out in front of you and see how long you're, like, physically you could hold it that way.
Right.
I don't even know. 20 pounds, it'd be hard to hold straight out in front of you without it dropping.
Dude, 20-pound vest, if you just put on a 20-pound vest and went through your daily workout or your daily job, 20 pounds is going to get on you pretty quick.
Well, I think the difference in is that you're throwing 20 pounds on instantly. When you gain 20 pounds, your body gets used to it to a sense, but your joints, I feel like, don't.
Right.
The muscles and stuff, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm carrying this around. But eventually, all of a sudden, you're like, man, why is my back hurt? Because, dude, if you look at how let's look into what you do daily. It's not, you're not a slouch. Like, you're not sitting behind a desk.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not a computer programmer or whatever. Like, you're not an office jockey. Or however you want to call it. Like, you literally are probably do a 10,000 stair steppers.
Right.
You know, because you're up and down that step in your truck all the time. You're walking back and forth the houses. So you probably put miles in on walking. You know, carrying the boxes, that's probably not detrimental. Like you said, most of the boxes you carry aren't heavy.
Right.
So yours is, you're all that stuff is you're constantly moving, right? You go to the gym. You do stuff that you have to tense up your core, take deep breaths. You know, the core is there. So you're not that you're a slouch in that way. You just have that extra weight in the front. And so it affects your back.
I think it affects your posture. I think it affects the way I stand, the way I, you know, do anything.
Yeah, because look at pregnant ladies. They always got their hands on the back of their hip, like, oh,
right.
My belly. But so just think if you didn't do that stuff. Think if you just worked at a desk. I think you would be way off. You probably would have already had to have surgery.
Possible.
Because you got to think you're probably just mashing those discs with no support. Just grinding.
You're also, like you said, like I think it's just the posture. Like if I'm going to stand up straight and try to stand up straight, I'm doing a pretty big, I guess, arch. Like you said, with like a pregnant lady, like she'll put her hands behind her back and kind of arch it out because it relieves some kind of pressure. But that's where I'm at. But I'm not standing up straight. I'm like bowing myself to try to be there.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You have that unnatural curve that's going from the mid, your lower back to your butt cheek.
No, yeah.
All right, let's work on that, bud.
But I also, you know, when you're sitting in that truck, like when I'm sitting in the truck, I mean, I kind of am sitting, but I also don't sit up straight when I'm sitting in the truck. I'm leaning on the steering wheel, so I'm like hunched over. So there's a lot of
hunching. Is that because your belly's pulling you forward?
Probably.
Or is it just like, is that weight? Because what do you think it weighs?
What do I think my stomach weighs? Like, dude, come on. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Let's take and saw this
like,
off.
Grab a hold of it. Grab a hold of it. Lift it up and see like, what you think that weighs.
It's probably 10.
8 pounds? 10 pounds?
I'd say 10. You take all this off, it's probably 10.
All right. Let's see. So that's 10 pounds on your lower spine all the time. We're going to try to encourage old Vinny here. So, come in with some comments, guys, some positive comments on what Vinny can eat, what sort of things he can do to
Vinny's working on it, all right? I've cut out carbs and sugar for a week.
We tried to get him to eat weird stuff, and nobody piped in on that one.
Oh, gosh, I'm going
to
get
– maybe now we can get him to do something.
There's going to be – oh, try the fruit cleanse. Just eat fruit for 3 days and see how that makes you feel. And,
you might, you know, help you
take some colon blows. Yeah, exactly.
Colon rants, dude. Here, drink some of this colon blow and see how that rolls. Maybe you got a bunch of poop in you.
This is the best enema I've ever had. Let's do an enema. Jeez.
Oh, man, you might need help with that one.
Yikes.
You drink a bunch of apple juice and have a bunch of apples and clean that thing out.
Dude, I've heard apples will give it to you.
Oh, I know apples will give it to you. Been there, done that.
They'll help it out for sure.
I don't know. Let's stop talking about my fat belly.
Yeah, let's move on. Enough of that. So, Vinny, you're doing great. You're trying it. I did have a thing for you, though. We did get a comment, and we went on a kind of a hiatus. So, you listened to it a couple episodes ago. We talked about field goals in basketball.
Calling them goals or calling them basketball hoop. Yeah.
Yeah. They said they were field goals, right? Or goals.
Call them goals. He's like, oh, they got the goals up. They got the goals up is what Mahomes said on his show.
Somebody did comment in and said that they did. If you listen to the games and stuff, they do call them that. Goals.
Really?
But I mean, I only listened to a few. Like, it just happened to turn on a game and stuff like that. I did not catch
goal
that any of them say goals,
right? I'm just saying.
Like they said three pointers, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, baseline shot, 2 points, like that kind of stuff. Commenting goals, like I heard them goals. Of course, hockey they talk about all the time, but
soccer.
But I did not hear. Maybe it's a net. Maybe because it's got a net on it.
So he was calling. He was calling the actual basketball hoop, you know, backboard, rim, all that. He called them goals. I mean, he wasn't talking about the shot. He wasn't talking about that. He was just like, "Oh, they got the goals up," and I'm just like,
"Right." But that's where they would say that you shot and made a goal.
Yeah, I don't know.
That
man.
Is the goal.
Yeah, I get it.
She sent me a article on it where it said that they call them goals.
They call them goals.
It is goals. This act. So I agree with that. Now, do I think that they use that terminology from what I watched? And I'm going to be watching a ton of it coming up because March Madness, so that's when I start watching. But the times it was on, and I'm not going to say I watched a ton of it. It was basketball.
It's basketball.
Yeah, so I flipped it on. And it's not that I hate basketball. I love basketball. I played basketball.
You love playing it.
I like, and it's not that I like watching March Madness college ball because them dudes just are getting after it, and it is it's got to be, there's got to be a statistic that says like it has the most, the closest games that are won by the smallest margin of points and like game winning shots.
Right.
During March Madness, dude, it is nonstop. Teams are barely winning, barely losing, and it's like coming down to 3-point goals all the time.
Right.
Like I did that.
Yeah.
Just knocking them goals in.
Right, 3-point goals. Got to get the goal.
Nobody says that. That's right.
Dude, I don't know, saying. Dude.
A 3-point buzzer shot, not a 3-point buzzer goal.
So but if we're on basketball, can we'll I bring up this question for that. You?
I hope so. Sure, yeah, dude.
Do you remember the movie Basketball?
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you think that something? Do you think something like that? Oh, really? So it was like a basketball / baseball combination.
Yeah, I know what it was about, but the
right.
You know, the guys that came up with that were the ones that did South Park.
Yes, yeah, South Park guys were.
It's actually those guys. The two of them are the voices and the makers. But
yeah,
do I think that will ever happen? No.
Why not?
I don't, because there's no reason to mix them.
Well, I don't know, dude. Baseball is pretty boring to watch.
Is
and
it?
I
thought baseball was the same way until I started seeing the strategy behind. If you sit down and like watch, like especially like in the World Series, you know where they have to like play the pitch. It's like a chess game. So they're playing the pitcher so many times. He can only pitch so many times. You know, they're rotating the guy out here. Some guys they bring in, he does like 7 pitches, and then they take him out.
Right.
And they'll put him in because they got a left-handed hitter going against a right-handed pitcher or a left-handed pitcher.
Right, but once they pull him, they can't put him back in.
Not until the next series. So it's like
right. Till the next
this
game.
Whole strategy.
Yeah, that dude, that's boring.
It is. I'm not saying that I sit down and watch it because it's
that's
not.
Boring.
It's more of a chess game and that kind of stuff than it is just like high-intensity impact. You know,
right. So that's what I mean. Like basketball, according to the movie, is high intensity all the time. You're in the guy's face. You're yelling at him. You're trying to get him to miss the shot. You know, you're doing all kinds of stuff. But I mean, like you had boxing, right? We had boxing forever. Well,
we
then
still have boxing.
Yeah. Do you watch it? Do you hear about it?
You know that boxers make like way more money than UFC fighters. UFC.
I did not know that because I don't care.
Because
boxing is boring.
Millions. Boxers still make millions of dollars. Millions compared to.
It's but like, that's what I'm
saying.
Yeah. But I mean, you hear about the UFC a lot because those guys are more, I guess, would it be social media that kind of puts it out there more? It's a lot more flair. You know, it's got a lot more excitement built around
too,
it.
Because there's more of them. I think boxing takes a lot more to get. To that level,
right?
When UFC is not,
and like level. You said, boxing has got a lot. It got a lot of skill compared. You know, if you like with baseball, it's got a lot of skill. You got to have a lot of different things. You can only use your hands. You can only use your gloves. You can only hit in certain spots. Like it's a more strategic, you know, thing. But UFC, you throw an elbow, you spin around, and happen to catch the guy across the face with an elbow. I mean, he's totally got it, and.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. And so, I mean, I get that. There's a lot of things that happen in UFC that's like, oh, that was lucky shot or this was that or whatever. But it's like we hear more about UFC because it's exciting. They got the cage. I mean, it's up there. You know, you got your WWE, you know, they're performing. You got your basketball, which kind of they play so many games. I mean, those guys are running themselves ragged for, 132 games or something like that in a season. And it's just kind of – nobody really watches basketball until it's either March Madness or the playoffs and that kind of stuff. I mean, there are people that like it.
Well, baseball is the same way. They play a shit pot of games.
Right.
But it's also – I feel like you can play more games in baseball due to the fact that –
You stand in the outfield for
you don't,
the whole
it's
time.
Not quite as exhausting. Now basketball, that's a lot of games to be running up and down the court.
I agree,
hanging around and stuff like that. You don't.
Yeah, they're doing shuttle runs freaking all night long.
Oh yeah, so I understand that one. By towards the end, same with football. You know, towards the end of it. What is that you got going on there? I think you said you found a new something, but it's got a. Cool
yeah, I'm drinking a Stella. I had some of these down in Mesquite, and I'm kind of switching over to Stella instead of the Pacificos. It's still a Mexican
Stella,
beer.
That's the new label, Stella. It used to be green bottle with white label.
Estrella?
Oh, yeah, you're Estrella. That's not a Stella.
No, Estrella?
Yeah, Stella's a green bottle with white label.
Oh.
And it's a banger.
Well, I take a little bit of the lime juice because I don't have limes cut up or anything, so I just squirt a little bit of lime juice in there.
Just white trash it a little bit.
And drink that up. It's like a Corona with lime or, you get any of those.
Corona with lime on my squeeze bottle.
Yeah.
I dig it, dude. That's cool. Yeah, so anyway, basketball, I don't think it's going to happen. I do have a question for you before we wrap this thing up. Or unless you got something else.
No,
Did you have a joke for us?
I had something I'm working
not
on.
Bit, not your bit, could, or maybe it was, but I thought you said you had a joke.
I had a bit, but it's more of like I'm working on a bit. Like I was going to run it by you, and we were going to talk about it, and then kind of see where it could take a better turn,
run it by
worse
me.
Turn.
Now, how do you want me to? You want me to sit here and listen?
Let me listen to the whole thing and then be like, okay, well, you could do something. You could say something more like this or something more like that.
Oh, we're going to critique it right here on
I guess we're going to critique it. I guess it's oof.
All right.
You're pretty harsh at critiquing though. But
yeah, you sure you want me to do? That's why I was asking. I can just be quiet the whole time.
No, you can be quiet the whole time until I'm done. And then you can be like, then you say like.
And I can tell you if it's booty or not.
Well, I don't say that's not critiquing. That's just flat out being like
booty, but
just say like, hey, instead of saying like this
we're
or
gonna fine tune it.
Well, not fine tune it right away, but you can give me some suggestions on what to add or take out.
I'll tell you, let's get out.
I mean,
this.
You're the only audience I talk to.
Crying,
nobody else talks to me crying. About my jokes. Nobody's ever said, hey, that joke was pretty funny, or hey, you know, maybe
I
you
do.
Shouldn't.
I'm
you do, but you talk to me. We talk about
See, that's why I tell, like I say, we put Benny's little bit on here because I'm not the guy. I don't want to crush your dreams. I want your dreams to grow.
Well, I understand that. I'm grateful for that. But where you can hear it as, you want to hear it? All right. So.
Yeah. let's don't even think about it. Let's roll, baby.
Let's go with it. All right. So, 16 years ago, I went and had a vasectomy. So I'm sitting in this office, right? And I'm laying down on this bed. And the nurse is right next to me. Like she's up here by my face and the doctor's down there doing whatever he's got to be doing. You know, he's like hooking stuff up to a rubber band and pinning it to your shirt and stuff like that. Yeah. It gets pretty intense. You're just like, what are we doing? Like they don't explain anything to you. They're just like, moving things around. And she's facing the wall. Like my head's up by the wall. She's facing the wall. The ex-wife sitting there in a chair. Obviously not ex-wife at the time. She's like, why is it so hot in here? And I'm like, well, because everything has to be nice and warm and soft and relaxed, you know? And the doctor told me I was correct. And then, I was kind of like talking to the nurse. I'm like, so you just have to be in here in case anything happens. She's staring at the wall, no eye contact, no nothing. She's just staring at the wall. She's like, yeah, that's why I have to be in here. She's just not looking at anybody. And I'm like, that's cool. And so he gets all said and done, you know, and you're like, he's cauterizing stuff and it smells horribly. And you're just like, I can't, you try not to freak out. And so he gets all done. And then he tells you, he's like, all right, so you're going to have to go home. And after 10 ejaculations, you're going to need to take the sample. Here's this little cup, bring it back. We're going to test it and make sure it's all not shot up and whatever. So my son's almost 16 years old right now. I've been with my second wife for 6 years. So 10 years later, I was able to take in the sample and get it checked. Yeah. Shooting blanks.
Finally. Finally, I know. That's good.
So, yeah, finally I knew.
Well, I think that's it. I like that. That's a relatable one for the guys that have had it or ones that are thinking about it.
Right.
For sure. Yeah. Because I remember, I like it. I think you could roll off of it, kind of throw some maybe not so real You know how like sometimes when they're doing like a bit and you're like, do you think that really happened? You know what I mean? Like they kind of, as you're explaining something, you say something and they're like, there's no way that is that, well, maybe that could have happened. Like mine, for instance, my nurse did not look at the wall. Oh no.
Okay.
She was right.
Okay.
Head into it. Like at one point I thought there was going to get a kiss on the tip. Like that close.
Okay.
That kind of stuff. Because there was a light. You know, they bring in they had the light thing right there with that table deal, like you said, and they got it. And you had, you had told me before I went to do mine, like, oh, hey, they put a paper clip or whatever, not a what
rubber
you
band. They put a rubber band and safety pin it to your shirt.
Yeah. And so I was waiting for that to happen. And that did not happen.
Oh, it didn't?
No.
Oh, okay. They just left it flop to the side?
No. He was like, as you're getting to your business, he's like, yeah, you're going to have to tape that one up. Is it what he told her?
Oh, told the nurse?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, tape this one up. And then she flops it up on my belly and wham, slaps a piece of tape over it. But she's doing it under this light. So she's leaned down underneath it. Like, we're getting close.
Okay.
I'm like, look, you breathe on this thing. It ain't my fault. Right. It's not my fault. But I was, the time I'm sitting there thinking, wait, I thought she's going to put like a rubber band on it and clip this thing up. Oh, no, dude. She just flopped it onto my belly and wham, stuck a piece of tape over it.
Yeah, I guess every doctor's like, probably different, but that's weird.
Fair enough. But it was not him. It was all her.
Right.
She did all the prepping. She was the fluffer, dude, all the way through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
of course.
This one was
why do
not
I
got to
get
one?
It's like, smoking hot too. She's like a pinup girl. It's like the dark hair, alabaster skin, tattoos. I'm just like, what?
So I could say something like, yeah, she's looking at the wall and I'm like, oh, you don't do anything. You're just here in case, you know, something happens that you need to help out. And she'd be like, well, I keep touching them too much. So they told me I have to face the wall. Yeah, I could add something like that.
Yeah. Well, you can, something similar to that for sure. She's like, oh no, I can't look at him because I get aroused.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, what? And then you just like, wait, did she really say that? And then the doctor comes in or whatever, you know? So then it'd be like, people are like, wait, you think she really said that just joking with you? Like, because she could be joking with you.
Right.
By saying, oh no, I can't look because bad things happen. I don't know, whatever you
right
want
or if you say something about
small,
how
and
being
then move right to the next
if you're like thing. it's like really hot in here, it's like, yeah, that's so you don't get a stiffy because temperature brings it down, or you know,
or that's
it's hard,
so that
it
yeah so that it's not all get. Shriveled up in the cold.
Yeah, so apparently we're gonna have to turn the heat up a little bit because I can't get in here.
Yeah, that's exactly. Like, why is it so hot in here? He's like, well, I thought it was hotter, but we might have turned the heat up.
We have to turn the heat up. We got to get some more. We got to get some more length on this thing so we can get it out of the way.
That's good, dude. Because when you started going into, I was like, oh boy, I remember. It is a very awkward thing for sure. I think the worst part is the numbing. So you need to throw something in about that.
I don't remember the numbing.
Where they stick it with the knee, they numb it up before they cut it.
Don't remember. That doesn't.
The part you would not
I don't have that.
That's because it's painful. Your pain receptors are probably like, whoa, we ain't doing that part. Let's forget that part. Because once you smell it, it's just cauterizing and there's no pain. You're just like, oh, yeah, he's doing it. Like, he's getting after it. But yeah, they stick it, dude. He's like, there's going to be a slight burn. Yeah. Yeah, that's good, dude. That's good. I like, is it? It's starting to log up again. Balls. All right, well, my question for you. Should I save it for the next one? No, let's go.